This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans filed fewer than 5,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It is the first time initial weekly filings fell below that mark since the beginning of the pandemic. Officials say the state has paid nearly $5.5 billion in benefits since then. New filings have mostly fallen since peaking in mid-April. The drought has gotten worse this week. CPR's Mayor Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Conditions are severe or worse in most of Colorado, and more than half the state is now in an extreme drought. Some of Kiowa County in the Eastern Plains has struggled with the most severe category of exceptional drought, which the state has also reported in parts of Mesa, Delta, Garfield, and Pitkin counties in the west. Dry conditions, widespread dust storms, and topsoil removal can mean significant losses for the agricultural and recreational economies. Governor Jared Polis is expanding Phase 2 of his drought mitigation and response plan to all Colorado counties. Polis has sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking for emergency relief for the state's producers. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
La Plata County has its first human case of West Nile virus this year, making it only the 29th confirmed case in Colorado. Last year's total was 122. Health officials say West Nile season typically runs through October. Most people get the virus from the bite of an infected mosquito. This is CPR News.